Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about leadership. Now, God has given the gift of leadership in various levels, various degrees, so that His people would know His leadership. It's not that He's put us in charge on our own, but He's given responsibility so that we would lead one person. We would lead 10 people. We would lead thousands of people. Gifts given each according to their own ability, an ability known by God. And as we look at what God says about leadership, each weekday morning we've been looking at a different aspect of who we lead or how we lead. And today we're going to focus in on leading diligently, persevering, not giving up, not just in practice, but in motivation, in outcome. Paul writes to the Romans in chapter 12, verse 8, focuses specifically on leadership, but that section of Scripture surrounding it says that God gives gifts to each of us according to His will, according to His wisdom. And if the gift is leadership, let that person govern diligently. The gift is mercy. Let that person do it cheerfully. We've been unwrapping the gifts listed in that section out of Romans chapter 12 in our Sunday sermon series and in the weekday broadcasts following those. We're nearing an end to that series, and we reach this one of leadership. And I think one of the reasons, and we talked about this with a variety of these gifts, some of them give ways to do that. The verse that I read not only included leadership, but if the gift is mercy, then use that one cheerfully. Others simply say, if you have the gift, do it. If you have the gift of teaching, teach. When it comes to leadership, it's not if you have the gift of leadership, then lead. It's govern diligently. We know and recognize the word govern. We elect governing officials in this country that I live in. We're familiar with those who govern the affairs of a community, a state, a nation. We don't often use that term when it comes to workplace, but in a sense, those who are hired to lead, those who own the business and lead from that perspective, govern the affairs of their business. Within the church, God says He's appointed, He's equipped, He's gifted various gifts for the purpose of governance, of leadership, with Christ as the head, that with the recognition that no person has ultimate authority. He says there are some that were apostles. And my recognition of that is those apostles was an authority position, a leadership position by those who had been with Jesus, that were sent out by Him. The 11, after Judas hung himself, Matthias selected to be a part of that. and Paul, who describes himself as one abnormally born, who was sent out by Jesus on the road to Damascus. But in addition to the apostles were prophets and teachers, pastors, shepherds, a variety of gifts, all designed so that the body of Christ, in the locations that are represented, would function with clarity, with purpose, with Christ at the helm. And one of the things about leadership is rarely is it always easy. I don't know, there might be leadership somewhere that is a joy. In fact, God says that we ought to honor our leaders, our elders, our shepherds, those who lead the church, because it would not be to our benefit to make their task difficult. But there are those who give up. I don't know the heart of people. Some may God have may have called them and given them a different responsibility, a different task. He says, your time of doing that is done. It's time to move to something else. Some may have been leadership more at the will of God than at the gifting of God. Or more at the will of people, I'm sorry. Messed up that phrase. But more at the will of people than at the gifting of God. And recognize it just didn't fit with the way God had gifted them. So there are reasons why a person would lead for a time and then not. Sometimes we get tired. But there are other times, I believe, when we just give up. It's not that we're in the wrong position. It's not that we're not gifted. It's not that there's something else God wants us to do. We just give up because it's difficult. Leadership of any variety, whether you're at home leading your family, whether you're a mom leading your children, whether you're an employer of someone else and still leading employees that are under you, whatever level, excuse me, whatever level of leadership, gifting, and responsibility God has given you will likely have difficult times. I don't know if you've noticed, but most of us don't like to be led. We don't mind if someone's leading us to a place where we want to go, but to be provided direction and correction, we're not so much into that. And yet, God says that if He's given us this gift, then we ought to use it diligently. And the best way to use anything diligently is to use it with God's help. When God strengthens us for the task, when He sustains us for the task, when we persevere because He's with us, we find growth taking place. Growth within ourselves, likely also growth within those that we lead. And so I think about leadership, I think of God's instruction in how we do life in general. That we would not become weary in doing good. For in due time, we, or more accurately probably, He will reap a harvest. And I believe that applies to the leadership gifting that God gives us. Are we diligent in it? Are we responsible for what we know, for what we learn, for how we lead? As we've talked about already this week, God's version, God's view of leadership is that we serve. And being a diligent leader says to me that we'll keep at it, that we won't become weary in leading. In the difficult times, we'll lean into God. We'll lean into one another. We'll not give up. We know that when we use the gift of leadership that comes from God, when we apply ourselves to studying and knowing and living His Word, the result in due time, the result is a harvest of righteousness, a harvest of people. And so we lead diligently. We seek out that path, that good pasture, that place of peace, that place of growth. And together, we follow God. We follow Jesus. We follow His Word. We follow the Spirit. And we find that not only do we lead diligently, but God Himself has been diligently leading us as the example, as the one we ought to be following. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love diligently leads us. Oh, I'm sure that we wear Your patience if that's possible. We try Your patience. We've seen throughout Scripture of times where we as mankind have frustrated You. Not because it's beyond Your comprehension or ability, but because You expected more. You desired more. And Father, there are times where we frustrate one another because we don't live up to what You've created us to be. There are times those that we have responsibility over in leadership frustrate us. Sometimes because we're not leading like we ought to. Sometimes they're not choosing to live up to what You created them to be. But Father, just as You never give up, may we lead diligently, knowing that You're the one that produces the harvest. May we continually examine our motivations, our practices, our desired outcomes in the areas of leadership that we do have. And Father, whether we lead one person or we lead thousands of people, may we do so diligently. But may we also be aware of those who lead us. And may we live in such a way that our life is not a burden to them. That we would be a help to their diligent leadership. Father, may Your kingdom grow as we recognize the ultimate diligent leadership of Jesus. As we submit to that, not just in our life of humility, but in our life of leadership, which also ought to be filled with humility. Father, as we learn to operate and live under the leadership of Jesus. May we lift him up in every aspect of how we lead, so that as we lift up Jesus, he would draw all people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.